Prior to last January's quake, geologists had long warned the Haitian government that a big earthquake was coming. Studies showed that a major fault running through Haiti was due to rupture. So when the quake happened, scientists figured it had occurred on that fault. But recent research points to a different and troubling conclusion. The World's Ritu Chatterjee has the story.
Carol Prentice is a research scientist with the U.S. Geological Survey. She says when the earthquake struck Haiti on January 12th last year, geologists thought they knew what had caused it.
Most of us assume that the earthquake was on the Enriquillo Plantain Garden Fault.
The Enriquillo Plantain Garden Fault, or the Enriquillo Fault for short, runs east-west through Haiti and its neighbor, the Dominican Republic. It marks the boundary between two tectonic plates. The North American plate, which lies north of the fault, is moving west. The Caribbean plate on the south side of the fault is moving east. The fault has been building up a lot of pressure since it produced the last big earthquake in the 1700s. The Enriquillo fault is what geologists call a strike-slip fault. The two sides move past each other horizontally. Prentice says that geologists have searched for evidence that last year's earthquake produced that kind of movement.
Typically, a strike-slip earthquake of that magnitude will cause surface rupture along the fault zone.
But when Prentice and her colleagues looked at satellite images of the earthquake-affected region, they were surprised. They found no breaks in the Earth's surface along the fault line.
What we did see instead on this very high-resolution imagery is evidence that the coastline had actually been raised in areas out to the west of Port-au-Prince. And you can see in the imagery that there were coral reefs sticking up out of the water.
Strike-slip faults like the Enriquillo do not raise or lower land when they rupture. So the raised coastline pointed to a different mechanism and a different fault. Eric Calais is a geophysicist at Purdue University and a science advisor to the United Nations Development Program in Haiti. I spoke to him via Skype from Port-au-Prince. He says scientists now blame last year's earthquake on a previously unknown fault named the Léogâne Fault.
It is a fault that dips into the earth pretty much under the city of Léogâne, which is one of the reasons why Léogâne suffered so much damage, because it was essentially located right on top of the piece of crust that ruptured during the earthquake.
Calais says the good news is that this particular fault is unlikely to rupture in the near future. Most of the pressure that had built up was released during last January's earthquake. But this finding also brings bad news. The quake that scientists had long predicted has yet to happen. That's the earthquake on the Enriquillo Fault.
90% of that fault line has not yet ruptured and has been building up seismic energy over 250 years.
No one can predict exactly when the fault will rupture. But Calais says it could happen at any time. And it could produce an earthquake even more powerful than the one last year. For The World, I'm Ritu Chatterjee.